say. Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills that we may serve you today, now and always. Amen. Glad you all got sat down there. That was quite a long reading, wasn't it? I should have said, please do sit down. I'm a bit surprised. I've heard that reading so often this last few days, but it really begins to sink in. It's wonderful. So, here we have a great big present. Did it take you back to those days when we had pass the parcel as a child? And indeed, some of us now might still be having pass the parcel as a child at our birthday celebrations. Often, that is the thing we have. It's a big, fat parcel with layers of paper, some colourful and some newspaper layers would be in there when I was a child as well. And in amongst some of the layers, there would be a small gift, maybe a sweet or some small little item. But we would all be waiting and hoping the music will stop when it is the last one and we will get the big prize in the middle. You know, we quickly toss it along and then wonder if it will cut back to us in time and actually are disappointed if it lands on us and we open it and there is nothing in it. I wonder if it was really fun. You know, is it fun still, those of you who do it? Well, we have a big pass the parcel present here. I expect most of you will be getting a present today or have been given one in the past week or so to open today. Did you wait? I know it's hard to wait. I've opened a few of mine. I had a little peek just in case. You know, I wanted to check what it is. And each of our presents are for us, just for us. A present chosen for us by family, by friends, our neighbours, and that is lovely. There is no hit and miss that we might get in pass the parcel. When you hold the present in your hands, you know it is for you and you can keep it. When preparing for this talk this morning, I couldn't help but think about the two words, present, a gift, and presence, which refers to being present, being in the company of being alongside someone. We can say that Jesus coming into the world, God with us, Emmanuel, is a gift from God of his presence among us, a gift of his presence alongside us. What a present, what a gift, the God, the creator of all, gifting himself to us. I wonder how Mary felt when she held baby Jesus in her arms and looked at the wonder of the gift she had been given, that she had been given, but that is also a gift for all humanity, a gift for all creation. She does not need to pass it along, like pass a parcel. Each lap this gift falls into is for that very person. We are all given the gift. It is such a special gift. We all have exactly the same, lying in our laps, laying in our arms. I've got quite a few paintings of Mary and baby Jesus, well, prints of paintings, I will say. The mother and child, the Madonna and child, as they are referred to sometimes. And I've noticed that Mary is always holding Jesus. He is carefully in her arms, on her lap, maybe resting back on her if it's a painting of a toddler Jesus. But there is always an openness to the painting, an offering, if you like, each reaching out sometimes, both Mary and Jesus, both looking out. Mary saying, here he is, the Christ child, our Saviour. I am looking after him, but he is for all of us. And Jesus, the baby, taking his love, care, and nurture from Mary in those early days, in his childhood, but looking out and saying, I am here. I am now forever present with you. We have heard the biblical account of the birth this morning from Luke's gospel. We heard of Mary and Joseph's travel to Bethlehem, the difficulties with finding a place to stay, and then finding a resting place in a stable, and the great multitude of angels in heaven coming and glorifying the birth and announcing this all to the shepherds. This wasn't just a mishmash of events that happened to come together. No, God had carefully put all things into place, fulfilling prophecies that had been set out many years previously. Our reading that Holly read from the prophet Isaiah this morning was written 600 or 700 years before Jesus was born, pointing to God's presence coming amongst us in Jesus Christ. It says, the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And in verse 2, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And in verse 6, for a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. How amazing it all is. So for this Christmas, well, we will have done a fair amount of preparation for this day. Some of us lots, some of us a little, but all of us something, or we would not be sitting here this morning. We have thought about this day, a little, maybe a lot. After the birth of Jesus, with Joseph alongside her, Mary listened to all the shepherds had to say about the visit of the angels and it spurring the shepherds to leave their fields and come and find the Messiah that had been born. And it says, Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Emmanuel, God with us. We may not get lots of presents today. We may get one. We will definitely all get one. Because today we are re-gifted the greatest gift of all. We don't have to watch it go by and miss out, or get one of the smaller gifts as the big parcel goes on after the music restarts. No, we all get gifted the same present, the greatest gift of all. Those of us living here in Buckinghamshire, in the UK, in Europe, the entire world and beyond, the greatest present of all. The presence of God with us, always, day after day, night after night. How amazing is that? And I wish you a happy Christmas to you all. Amen.